The Civil War series with Dr. James Robertson is underwritten by the Trust Company of Virginia.
He is the most famous horse in American history. His name is an easy answer in any Civil War trivia contest. He is instantly recognizable, even though the man who rode him through the nation's great struggle was General Robert E. Lee. The horse came from Greenbrier County. Lee first saw the animal when on assignment in the mountains of western Virginia in the autumn of 1861. The original owner told Lee that the stallion, in his words, needed neither whip nor spur, and would walk his 5 or 6 miles an hour over any manner of path. The man added that it was necessary to hold the animal in check with a tight rein because of the eagerness it always possessed to jump ahead. In February 1862, Lee purchased the horse for $200. The iron gray stallion was 4 years old and extremely handsome. He stood a full 5.5 feet tall, with black points, dark mane, and tail. The original owner had given it the name Jeff Davis. Lee decided to call it Greenbrier, but after riding the horse 35 miles in one day, he settled instead on the name Traveler, and Traveler he remained thereafter. The love affair between horse and master was instantaneous and never-ending. Lee once commented that the sight of the stallion would inspire a poet. Staff officers noted that whenever Lee passed Traveler, he always gave the animal a gentle pat. What one aide called a peculiar low whistle from Lee would get Traveler's immediate attention. For more than 3 years in the Civil War, Traveler bore Lee faithfully. All but immune to battle sounds, the animal had a calm disposition that belied its strength. Traveler also seemed to reflect Lee's feelings, nimble and powerful when the general was excited, quiet and slow when Lee seemed downcast. A few months after Appomattox, Lee assumed the presidency of Washington College in Lexington. Traveler became a favorite of veterans and students alike. Souvenir hunters were constantly attempting to pluck hairs from the horse's tail, a pursuit that caused Traveler to become skittish whenever anyone walked behind him. The horse lived in the stable of the presidential home on campus, but he spent much of his time grazing in the front yard. When Lee came in sight, Traveler would toss his head in the same way that he had acknowledged the cheers of soldiers in battle. Because the horse was a silent veteran of Lee's campaigns, he held a special place in the general's heart. Lee's affection for the animal became deeper in those autumn years of life. Once away on a trip, Lee wrote home, "Hi, is Traveler. Tell him I miss him dreadfully and have repented of our separation but once, and that is the whole time since we parted." The general often gave the horse sugar cubes. Many times in Lexington, Lee was seen gazing silently at the horse, as if remembering countless scenes and hardships they had shared together. At Lee's funeral procession in October 1870, Traveler walked slowly behind the hearse. Crape emblems of mourning adorned the saddle and bridle. Many bystanders insisted that the horse's face was a picture of utter sorrow. Traveler survived his master by only 2 years. At the age of 15, the animal stepped on a nail that embedded itself too deeply to be extracted. Tetanus developed and was fatal. Thoughtful citizens buried Traveler just outside the southern wall of the Washington College Chapel. To outsiders, it seemed a strange thing to do, and yet only a few feet away, on the other side of the wall, lies the horse's beloved master. It is fitting that for the journey through eternity, Lee and Traveler would be close together.